Oh, hit those high notes, Mariah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say hit those high notes, Claudia, because I could do that. You want to hear?
You tried it on the Whitney Houston song earlier. And
No, but I could pull the Mariah Carey high notes.
I don't want to hear it. I'm changing topic. Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, fine. You're missing out. I'm telling
because
you.
Because I noticed...
I'm talented.
Between your singing off air, you've been yawning a lot over the past couple days.
Yes, I have been.
Now, let me ask you, check this off. You've been yawning? Check.
Yes.
Are you feeling angry a bit at home?
Yes, aggravated.
Oh, okay, this is good. What about frustrated?
Yes.
What about irritable?
Yes.
Okay, this
Am
is
I
good.
Am I dying?
No, because I was reading this really cool article, and it all comes down to, it's so simple, we are not getting enough sleep in our lives.
Okay, how many hours are we supposed to get?
Okay, 8. Everybody knows you're supposed to get 8.
Who gets, okay, this is the thing. For me, it's like I have this very comfortable bed. I love to put my head on my pillow at night. I fall asleep right away. The problem is interrupted sleep. When you have kids, you always have interrupted sleep. One of them gets into bed. The other one coughs. The other one sneezes. The other one gets up to go to the toilet. There's always something happening. And then when you're finally like getting like in that perfect moment of sleep, they wake you up in the morning.
Okay, so you're saying 8 hours, we all know we should, but who gets it really?
Who gets it? Like in one block, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets 8 hours of sleep?
Are you getting...
You're looking at me like, I get this every night, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I tend to say this on the show every second day, and I don't want... You know, my kids are older now. And so they can make breakfast by themselves. Mm-hmm. They can go to the bathroom. So they're past that stage so they can take care of themselves. So I do get... I must admit, I'm okay.
I can't wait.
I'm okay. I'm one of the few, I think, that gets a good night's sleep. Do you get a good 8 hours sleep? Because that's what the... professionals have always said we need.
Okay,
right?
We need 8 hours in a one chunk.
Yeah, we're trying to find, and I think it'll help if it's a parent. We're trying to find one parent that gets 8 hours nonstop sleep.
That's right. Let us know and what your trick is to not be interrupted.
Yeah. Text us right now at 92925 from the B925. So we are looking for a parent who claims they can get 8 hours sleep. Is it a myth, an urban legend that we can get 8 hours? We're supposed to get 8 hours sleep, but who can get
in one block?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we asked you to text us 92925. Claudia, how many texts, how many parents did we find?
We got none.
Zero. Exactly. This proves our point. 8 hours, we know that's the number.
Yeah.
But in some lives, it's just impossible.
Well, it's tough, you know, because it's interrupted sleep, right? If you have kids, especially, one wakes up, they call you, the other one climbs into bed. So it's not a matter of not being comfortable in your bed. It's just a matter of being able to get that, like, really deep sleep in an 8 hour block.
Well, we also make the mistake of, you know, the kids are in bed, so let's go on our iPhone and see what's happening on Facebook. And then next thing you know, you're on TikTok for an hour and you've lost two hours of sleep.
That's true. And you know what? If it's not the kids interrupting your sleep, it's the husband.
It's always...
Because he also wants to play. It's... You know, so there's always somebody disturbing you.
It's always Jason's fault when it comes to TikTok. That's what we'll call it from now on.
Okay, perfect.
Whenever we mention TikTok.
TikTok.
All right. So here are some tips to get a better night's sleep. You're supposed to go to sleep at the same time each night. Mm-hmm. Get up at the same time each morning, even on the weekends.
Okay. Oh, see, that's where I go wrong.
It's on our phones on the app. If you go to the settings for the alarms, there's a thing called bedtime.
Okay.
And it will teach you and your body to fall asleep at the right time. Stay away from caffeine and alcohol late in the day. Get regular exercise and don't eat a heavy meal late in the day. And this is the best one I found. Don't lie in bed awake. So if you can't fall asleep after 20 minutes, you're supposed to do something calming until you feel sleepy, like reading or listening to music.
Okay, that makes sense. And also, if you get a Dormez-vous mattress, that also helps.
That's absolutely true.